are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
And from the fields of truth revealed, it will rise. You will see young people that are being able to say, this is that which was spoken. You will see people move in the gift to interpret present situations with what God has already said. He said it in Matthew 24. He said it in Matthew 25. He said it in Revelations 12. He said it in the book, Glory to God, of Isaiah. He said it in Ezekiel. He said it in Jeremiah. Jeremiah wept when he cried out with this in Lamentations. He said it in Ezekiel.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Greatest Gift of All. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 3, verse 16.
Glory to God. The gift is powerful. The gift is powerful. And there's many levels of the joy of the Lord. First of all, God needs you to understand that the joy of the Lord is described including a word like gladness. He will make you glad if you'll serve him. He will also, this is another one for joy, is contentment. Now people are looking for satisfaction on everything, but there are levels of satisfaction. Satisfaction is the base. There's another level above that. Satiation. That is, when you're satiated, it means you ate enough food that if you eat one morsel, you will overeat. Now, you can be satisfied just by eating a little bit of things over 20 minutes. But if you're satiated, if you eat one more morsel, you've taken it over. You're going too much. You're going too far. And then there's one above that. It's called surfeited. Surfeited, which means you overate. And satisfaction is in those three realms. So you may say, I'm satisfied, but you're still based. God will make sure that you're surfeited. He will cause the cup to run over. David said, you anoint my head with oil. I'm satisfied. But cup runs over, glory to God, which means I'm surfeited. I don't have enough to contain me. You're overflowing in my life. I got enough to give somebody else a little bit of what you gave to me. I got a little bit more in me that I can pass on to somebody else. There are different levels that God wants to take us to. And you're right at the door. I said you're right at the door. I said you're right at.
Glory to God.
I don't know who I'm talking. I don't know. I may be talking to everybody. But everybody in this room, get ready for God to take you to the next level. We're not going down. We're going up. And we're coming out. One of the ways God bestows gifts to us, he gives us favor. If you don't have any money, ask him for favor. He'll cause you to step through doors that money can't open up. Good God from Zion. And when he opens doors, no man can shut them. Christopher, expect an open door. Glory to you. You're a good man, great character. God's going to raise you up, man. Jordan, expect it. Glory to God. You're the real Jordan. Glory to God. You're the real Jordan. Thick neck. When God gives you a gift, he's bestowing favor on your life. Say, I receive favor.
I receive favor.
Oh, y'all not saying it like, I say, I receive favor.
I receive favor.
Amen. Your reception of the favor is just as much important as him sending it to you.
I went in a room yesterday to pray with these ladies, the older lady Joyce, who's 90-something years old. And there was another lady in there, and I said, you like prayer? She said, no. You know what I said? Would you just go ahead and lay right there? It's going to be okay. I pray for her anyway. Father. Father. How you gonna stop me because you got an attitude? I'm the one with the gifts, with the goods. I long to impart them unto you. Your attitude can't stop God from giving you what you need. Father. She tried to put the cover back. You still have ears, right? Father, touch her. In the name, shake her. She said, woo. Arrest her. You can't mess with God's people. And when you go out in the world, you have the gift. You got to act like you have the favor on you. You're not going to force feed people, but you need to have some confidence. Say, I have unshakable confidence. Not just confidence. My confidence can't be shaken by your attitude. Just because they turned their back on you doesn't mean God did. Jesus said, if they resist you, they didn't resist you really. They resisted me. Thank you, Lord. Pray for them. Because they really resisted the God who sent you. So that's why you don't get mad at them. You just bless them anyway. Glory to God. The purpose of the gift, the purpose of the gift may be to honor the person or to honor God. I believe it's both. Anytime I receive a gift, I always say, Lord, I thank you. I always give him thanks. But there's a lot of believers, I don't know where this came from, that when people try to bless them, they say, no. No, 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 no. But you may block the law of reciprocity when you do that. If I am a Boaz field and I resist you from sowing in my field, what did I do to your harvest? I just cut off your harvest with my resistance. The next time somebody involuntarily wants to bless you, say thank you and receive it. Even if you turn it around and give it back to God, you need to receive it because you may be blocking harvest. The next time one of your children bless you, even if it's with a flower, take it. Don't say you don't have to do that. No, they need to learn how to give, and it should start early. Share, 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 share is a type of giving. Thank you, Lord. I need favor in my life, and I believe God is going to release favor to you today and henceforth and forever. Remember, all good and perfect gifts come from who? What book of the Bible did that come out of? Good. The book of James. If you didn't know that, that means you need to study a little more. It comes out of the book of James. Who is James? He is the half-brother of the Lord Jesus, which means his mother and father were Joseph. He did not recognize Jesus as a gift when they grew up together, even though he was special. I don't know how this happened. But sometimes siblings or people that's raised in the same house don't see the value with their brother or sister. You can see a little hatred, little stuff going on with them. And that's why parents have to drive that stuff out. Amen. We just saw a young lady murdered in this community. It would be remiss of me and a vice, a cruel vice for me not to mention. She was a beautiful girl, but I'm not looking at her external. She's gone. Her spirit left her body because of a vengeful, which y'all think is love, when they threaten you or to take a belt. I saw a man spanking a woman with a belt the other day. She's, ooh, 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 he lost me. What? This world is shifting, man, going crazy. It's going crazy. He said, you stop, listen to what I tell you to do. She said, ooh, get over. She got over. This is the world we're looking at today. The world, and it's even worse in same sex. Lesbians, ladies sometimes will slap their partner hard and they come back and submit. Where you will put a man in jail. But this is what's happening in our society today. And it would be remiss of me if I didn't speak about it. I'm about to move off of it. But this girl was shot down by her boyfriend when she said, I don't want to talk no more. All of
these ladies here, but you're going to kill her because you didn't get your way. This is the condition of our community. This is not in New York or in Miami or in Los Angeles. This is in Melbourne. Because the spirit of murder is not jealous. I'm sorry. It is not, it has no discretion. It doesn't care about where you came from.
Glory to God.
That's why we need favor. And that's why I decree it in the name of the Lord Jesus. When they don't want to come to church, grab them by the ankles and drag them. Drag them down the road and bring them to the house of God and drop them right off at the door. Because they need a word in their lives. They don't need to be separate from the house. They need to be in the house of the Lord so they can get a word, so they can combat these demons. Last week, a young male, African-American male, college grad, was sentenced after stabbing a woman 100-some-odd times. His parents are shocked. Where did that come from? I'm telling you, from the stuff he was smoking. It's laced. This is what's happening with our kids. We need to say something about it instead of being lazy or smoking it with them. You need to say something about it. I'm telling you, on Christmas Day, you don't have no gunji party tonight. These kids are going, he stabbed the girl over 120 times. He bent the knife. He was stabbing her in her head. The judge said, you must have demons in you. That's what the judge said. You must have demons. You got to get these things out. I've never seen anything like this before in all of my days. That's why the church is the most essential waterhole in the community, because we come from the Word of God. And he said, in the last days, perilous times will come, where men will be lovers of their own selves, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, trying to control regions, women trying to control men. Glory to God. That's not a gift if it's controlled. It has to be free-willed. Glory to God. Another gift God gives us is an ability to work in a specialty. When it came to building his house, he gave some people wisdom in how to do it as a specialty. And I believe we're living in a time now where the gift will manifest in specialties. Especially in the specialty of interpretation. We need people that have the gift that God gave Peter to look at a situation and hear an unknown tongue and tie it to what Joel said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. We need people who can say, this is that which was spoken. This what you're seeing right now is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, or by the prophet Micah, or by the prophet Obadiah, or by the prophet Zephaniah or Zechariah. We need people who can interpret what we're seeing and say, God already said it. A specialty. And I decree and declare it, it will rise. And from the fields of truth revealed, it will rise. You will see young people that are being able to say, this is that which was spoken. You will see people move in the gift to interpret present situations with what God has already said. He said it in Matthew 24. He said it in Matthew 25. He said it in Revelation 12. He said it in the book, glory to God, of Isaiah. He said it in Ezekiel. He said it in Jeremiah. Jeremiah weep when he cried out with this in Lamentations. He said it in Ezekiel. And if you want to be an interpreter, come on, say amen. God is going to give you a specialty, the gift to interpret and to share with this generation what the Lord says. Glory to God. Many of the profound rap lyrics that you hear today came out of men who submit themselves to drugs, and while they're tripping, they write. And what you're going, the beat of what you're hearing, the phenomenon, is not just genius. It is tied for them tapping into a whole nother realm, a demonic force or horde above their heads, because because they opened themselves up to the drug. But let me tell you what God is about to do. God is about to open the portal. He's about to open the heavens and pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And you will interpret accurately. It's not coming from a demonic spirit. It's going to come from the Holy Ghost. And you will be able to say, this is that which was spoken. You got to get your attitude out. You got to get your past out. You got to start moving and doing what God has told you to do. But God is going to help you to interpret our times. Can somebody say amen? God is going to call the sons and daughters of Issachar to rise up and say, I know the times and I know what to do. People are listening to seducing spirits saying we need to spend more time with family and forsaking the house, when the Bible tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, to be thankful unto him and to bless his name. You must come out of your houses now. Come out of your hamlets and your villages. Come out of your self-centeredness and enter into the house of God, lifting up holy hands and giving him the glory. I command thee. I said it, I command thee to enter into the house of God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to see a whole group of people who never been church come into this ministry. And you're out. You're out. You need to be in to help direct these people. You need to be the real usher. And I'm not talking about the one that sings. You need to be able to make sure you usher them into the presence of God with your attitude and your disposition and your resilience and your timeliness to be on time to do what God has told you to do. Show them the way to go. Don't tell them. And the Bible says,
glory to God.
Not only does he give us creative ideas and the ability to work, but God is doing something special by his spirit. He has also given us spiritual abilities through the gift that he gave us. Glory to God. The Bible says you can desire spiritual gifts. Not Gucci, you can desire spiritual gifts. Not Coach, you can desire spiritual gifts. You can ask God to give you some stuff that can work with you. Glory to God. God want to use you in the new year. Want to use you to do great things. He want to use us to do great things. And by the self-same spirit out of 1 Corinthians 12, he gave some. Ephesians 4, to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But out of 1 Corinthians 12, there's 9 charisma gifts that he's given. And if you have the Holy Ghost, one of them is dormant inside of you. And God is going to unearth it. Also, in Romans chapter 12, he gave more gifts. There's over 22 gifts, not just 9, that should be functional in the body of Christ. Jesus came as the gift, but then he just explodes in us. Glory to God. And he wants those gifts to be activated. I want you to read 1 Corinthians 12 and let God expand your knowledge of the gifts and then operate in it. Glory to God. It needs to be training, but you can operate in it. There needs to be order, but you need to operate in it. And I decree and declare that the gift will not lay dormant in 2023. It's going to be activated. Glory to God. Write it down. Love and joy go hand in hand. Love and joy go hand in hand. Talk to me, somebody. Frankie Beverly said, joy and pain, sunshine and rain. I'm saying love and joy go hand in hand. Remember, love covers. Love covers what? Love covers a multitude of not only faults, but it covers a multitude of sins. If this is sin, love covers it. It doesn't mean it doesn't see it. It doesn't mean it's not a reality. It doesn't mean it didn't hurt. It just covers. And I'm saying that love and joy go hand in hand because love covers. In the book of 1 Corinthians, we now would tie that major piece that Jesus gave us, that love covers a multitude of faults, another place a multitude of sins. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4, love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. So if there was impatience, what do we cover impatience with? Love, which is patient. So it is your impatience that will cover, it is your patience that will cover impatience. Well, I just don't like people. Well, perfect your love. Because the more love you have, because love is described here as patient. Oh, I got love for Jesus, but do you have love for people? Remember, our relationship with God is vertical and horizontal. We reach up to Him in worship. We reach into each other through fellowship and our love, but we reach out through service. Love is patient. That means when there's impatience or something that get on your nerve, you came to the end of yourself, then love kicks over. And it covers impatience. Love is kind. The love manifested in kindness will cover a person who's mean. It's supposed to. Can cover meanness. Expect me to cover meanness and you never ever reciprocate. But love covers meanness. Covers a multitude of sins. It does not envy. What is the opposite of envious? It is to celebrate someone when they're blessed. So celebrating someone that's blessed will cover envy. If you ever feel something about somebody being blessed, you need to pull something out of your bank account and bless them. And you will kill envy in its tracks. Because envy can't bless. Overcome it with love and to be generous with the same person that you felt that thing rise up in. Thank you, Lord. Love doesn't boast. Love doesn't boast. Amen. Love never boasts. So what is the opposite of boasting? Well, a type of humility, right? Glory to God. So humility will cover boasting. Humility will cover boasting. People that I got to tell you everything they do all the time are people who are small in their soul. Y'all understand me? So love never boasts. Cover love. Cover boasting with humility. Thank you, Jesus. I like the next one here. It's good. It is not proud. Here we see another realm of humility. So you cover pride with humility. Let me tell you something about pride. The Bible says it comes right before a fall. I get afraid when I see people arrogant. I did it. I built it. I'm the one. When you start using that word I, it's the center of Lucifer. It is the core of the angel who was cast out. L-U-C-I-F-E-R. Lucifer. And when you start focusing on you, you're stepping into a Luciferic type, a demonic realm. Even if it's complaint or even if it's what you've gone through. When you draw attention to yourself. The Lord showed me years ago, there was a spirit, a woman came in here in the spirit. It wasn't a physical woman. And she sat over here, somewhere over here, and stood up in the midst of the service. She had long hair. She started throwing it. And just whipping it until everybody in the service stopped worshiping and turned to her. And the Lord spoke to me and said, rebuke it. Anybody that draws attention to themselves is moving out of a spiritual realm into a demonic realm. Because that's what Lucifer did. I will exalt my throne. The I in Lucifer. I will exalt I or me above the Most High. Never draw attention. Amen. Glory to God. That's that boasting thing. It's to draw attention to self. That's why we give him praise.
Now, you may have done it. You may have saved the city. God will make sure you're rewarded for it, but just give him praise. Glory to God. Let us tell the world. Let us boast in you and not you yourself. The Bible says it's not rude. Love is not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Help me, Jesus. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Look at this. It always what? Protects. Always trust. Notice protection, trust, always hopes. All of that covers a multitude of sin. Always preserves. Glory to God. Love is like salt, not on a wound, but to preserve, to slow down decomposition. Love is like a tourniquet when you cut an artery. I'm going to put a tourniquet on it to stop the bleeding. I can't fix it. You're going to have to go into the operating room, but I can slow down dying. Glory to God. And cover your life.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, the greatest gift of all, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2212-2511. That's reference number 2212-2511.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for the Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. Awaken Women's Sunday School will resume Sunday, January 8th. So join Pastor Sabrina in sharpening your picture of the Word of God as Awaken 2023 Bible Study launches the Old Testament Survey. Get ready to learn about creation, the patriarchs, the prophets, books of poetry, and more. Trim Nation, mark your calendars for Transformational 2023, a community health fair presented by the Health and Wellness Ministry and sponsored by Health First. Join the Health and Wellness Ministry at the Evans Center in Palm Bay on Saturday, January 21st at 11 a.m. as they kick off the new year with a focus on fitness, nutrition, mental health, medical screening, and plenty of fun activities for the kids. So come out to get your new year started and be transformed in 2023.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Now I know that what you're going through, it seems a little rough right now. And I know the smile on your face has been turned upside down. It never feels good when you're going through, but you can rest assured that it's worth